Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Another round of spring flooding appears to be a possibility. Forecasters say rainfall expected this week could lead to more flooding along the Mississippi River and its tributaries, just as water levels drop after reaching their highest levels ever at some places. Greg Galina is a National Weather Service meteorologist.
Currently, we have very major flooding along the Mississippi and Missouri River basins in the main stem rivers, but the tributaries are kind of running a little bit lower right now. This amount of rain, the 3 to 5 additional inches of rain through the beginning of the week should actually increase those tributaries to potentially flooding and then add into the ongoing flooding in the area.
Spring flooding in Davenport, Iowa last week broke a record set back in 1993. Scientology cruise ship Free Winds docked at its home port in Curaçao Saturday, but it's unclear how many passengers are being allowed to disembark. NPR's Ryan Bink reports the vessel arrived days after it was quarantined by officials in nearby St. Lucia because a crew member contracted measles.
Curaçao Health officials say passengers who can prove they're vaccinated or have had the disease in the past will likely be allowed on dry land. Others will remain aboard for the duration of the measles incubation period, which is between 10 and 12 days. Dr. Izzy Gerson-Bluth is the chief epidemiologist for Curaçao Biomedical and Health Research Institute. He says the infected person traveled in Europe before she
joined the ship as a crew member and a couple of days later started having a runny nose, and the ship's doctor decided to isolate her.
Gerstenbluth says a small team is aboard the ship administering vaccines. He adds the process could take some time. Ryan Bank, NPR News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered the military to keep up airstrikes and tank fire against militants in Gaza as hostilities stretch into a third day. The Israeli army says more than 400 mortars and rockets have been fired into Israeli territory from Gaza, leading to the death of an Israeli man. Several Palestinians have been killed. To Venezuela now, where authorities say they are carrying out an investigation after a military helicopter crashed into a mountain. NPR's Philip Reeves says 7 Venezuelan military officers were killed.
2 lieutenant colonels were among the Venezuelan military personnel killed. Officials say their helicopter went down on its way to Cojedes. That's a state southwest of Caracas. President Nicolas Maduro was in that same state yesterday, appearing on government-run TV at a military academy there to try to show his armed forces are still loyal. He was doing so after the US-backed opposition leader Juan Guaido tried to exploit dissent within Venezuela's armed forces by triggering a military uprising to drive Maduro from power. In a tweet, Maduro expressed condolences to the crash victims. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Caracas.
And you're listening to NPR News. The National Marine Fisheries Service has lowered the bar to make it easier to kill sea lions at a hydroelectric dam at the Oregon-Washington border. Cassandra Profito with the Oregon Public Broadcasting reports on the new rules.
Every year, a few hundred California sea lions swim up to Bonneville Dam to eat imperiled salmon. They get anywhere from 20 to 40% of the spring Chinook run. Under the old rules, before a sea lion could be killed to protect the salmon, it had to be seen eating a fish and seen at the dam for 5 days. That's in addition to hazing to scare it off. Sean Clements with the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife says those criteria were too hard to meet.
It's difficult to see those animals in the water and see them doing those behaviors. So oftentimes we'll have an animal there for over a year and we can't meet those criteria.
The new rules no longer require that the actual fish eating be witnessed. That means more sea lions are likely to be killed. For NPR News, I'm Cassandra Profita in Portland.
The co-owner of Maximum Security, the horse that was disqualified at the finish of this year's Kentucky Derby, says he is looking into his next step. Gary West is calling the disqualification egregious and says he is considering an appeal. Maximum Security crossed the finish line first, but track steward said there was interference, giving the victory to second-place finisher Country House. It was the first disqualification of the top finisher in Derby history. Pope Francis in the Balkans. He arrived in Bulgaria today for a visit that will also take him to neighboring North Macedonia, where voters today are participating in a runoff election for president. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.